Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. Hosts of the TV show Beacon Retirement Strategies on Channel 4 every Saturday morning. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
So if I asked you how much money you've saved for retirement, you'd probably know the answer right off the top of your head, right? But if I asked you how much you'll pay in taxes on that money when you retire, most people can't even come close with a ballpark figure. And that is downright dangerous because you've worked and saved really hard for your retirement, and having a certain amount is great, but it's really meaningless unless you really know the tax impact on your money.
Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here in studio with you this morning. We've got a great show for you today. And guys, COVID-19 or not, I think we can all agree that preparing for retirement requires a lot of adapting, and not just emotionally, but financially, because the closer you get to that retirement date, the more important it becomes to look at things like your budget, things like your asset allocations. How are you prepared? What about your income plan? Do you have that ready? But one of those components that often gets overlooked are taxes. And it's a very critical thing, which is why I love today's show, because we're going to be looking at taxes. And remember, what do you guys say at every dinner seminar? It's not what you make, it's what you
keep.
It's what you keep. And so if you bury your head in the sand and you're not looking at taxes and preparing for it, you could be setting yourself up for a minefield of taxes to come, particularly in retirement. But the good news, there's some things that you can do right now that could help you dramatically reduce or even eliminate taxes to get you to the point where you can have that tax-free growth, which is just beautiful words, John.
Yeah, and this is a huge conversation. It's an important conversation. So we're going to talk about it on today's show. We're going to talk about six defensive tax strategies that could potentially save you a bundle in retirement. And this is going to include things like how you could save a fortune in taxes when you withdraw money from your IRA or 401k or deferred account, an expiring loophole with the Trump tax plan that could be a financial windfall. It doesn't matter if you like who's in the Oval Office or not, taxes are something that's going to impact everyone. Plus, we're going to talk about how you could dramatically reduce or even avoid paying taxes on your Social Security benefits, which is a whole other topic that's important. So great information. Love this conversation today talking about taxes. It's a huge need right now.
Well, this is a quote from Kiplinger I read, and I love this quote. And I think you guys will understand why. But taxes can take a giant bite out of retirement income year after year. And yet, even people who have done a great job of investing and saving for retirement, which is a lot of the listeners on the show, they've done a great job of investing and saving, they tend to overlook, and this is the key phrase in this, the tax planning that's necessary to hold on to more of their nest egg. And I love that. Even Kiplinger is calling it tax planning. And we know, Pete, there's a huge difference between tax planning and tax preparation.
Yeah, and that really leads us to strategy number one. Use tax planning to your advantage. Well, how in the world do you do that? Well, you actually have a tax planning strategy, not just tax preparation. Everybody pretty well that works at least has to prepare their taxes. They may do it themselves. They may go to an accountant. They may use TurboTax, a CPA. Tax preparation is what they're doing, really. Tax preparation is just looking behind you in the rearview mirror and preparing your taxes so that you pay the right amount for last year. But tax planning is something where we look into the future and we try to figure out a year from now, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, in the retirement years, where every dollar is so important. You're living on basically a fixed income amount. You want to make sure that you are doing everything to keep your money tax efficient. So John, I know that we talk about this a lot. U.S. News says tax planning is an ongoing process rather than just a snapshot at the end of the year. Don't we find that most people, the only tax planning they do is filling out their taxes for last year?
Well, that's right. And you got to start with understanding what is your tax liability in the future. I know we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But I think one of the fundamental issues here is that people have been taught really by our industry to defer money in taxes, right? And they have interpreted that as tax savings, but deferral is not tax savings. It's just deferring that tax. So Pete, you know, one of the analysis that we do here is a tax analysis that if you have a deferred account, I mean, there's this old saying that numbers don't lie. You know, I'm an analytical guy and I actually like working with engineers and stuff like that. I know engineers are real analytical, but one of the things about numbers is numbers just don't lie. And we do an analysis that if you have a tax deferred account, which is pretty much anyone that we interact with, most people have a 401k or an IRA or deferred account. Do you know what your tax base is on that and what you can use within the tax code today and over the next several years in particular that's going to be to your advantage? And Pete, wouldn't you say that probably the two most eye-opening analysis that we do for prospective folks when they come in the office are the fee analysis?
Right.
And that's a whole other topic for another day. But the tax analysis, where we show them what their tax burden is on their deferred accounts throughout retirement.
Yeah. And the sexy and exciting thing to talk about is, you know, the performance of your investments and how much they go up or didn't go down when the market did such and such. And what's my 5-year and 10-year track? And how much have I made in the last few years? Everybody is zeroed in on that one thing, but it's one of many things that really give you a comprehensive wealth plan for retirement. And if you have more income or more investments and more income coming in, but it's not tax advantaged, you could literally have saved less money and have more money to spend at the end of the day. So, you know, when you were asking me, Ben, about is it, you know, not how much have I saved, but how much do I get to keep? At the end of the day, it's not even keep. It's how much did I get to spend after I paid the fees, paid the taxes, and everybody else that has their hands on my money. And some of those things are a variable rate. And so that's why it's so important to have a tax plan. And strategy number two, guys, is plan for higher taxes in the future. Do you think that most people realize that and are well thought out ahead? They may say it, but how good is their plan to combat that in the future?
Yeah, well, I'd tell you two things about that that are so important. We had a $23 trillion debt. I mean, this isn't, you know, this isn't rocket science here. It's really not. It's just what you believe in the tax codes. I mean, the Trump tax codes go away in 2025 if they last that long.
So what would you do with an extra $50,000 or $100,000 or more in retirement? I mean, think about that. That's how much a Nashville couple could save in taxes with their IRA and 401k using a defensive tax planning strategy. And that extra can go a long ways to their enjoyment in retirement. Do you have an IRA or maybe a 401k? You need to learn how much money you could possibly save with what we call here at Beacon our free retirement tax analysis. Yes, you heard that right. It's a free retirement tax analysis. And this analysis can be done over the phone or video conference, or please feel free to come right into our office. It takes no time at all.
No time at all. And you'll discover that through these, again, through this free retirement tax analysis, you'll discover the defensive tax planning strategies that could save you tens of thousands of dollars, if not more. And we're going to look at your IRA, your 401k, those other tax deferred accounts, and see exactly what you are paying and what you could pay. And look at, is a Roth conversion right for you? Does it make sense? So this morning, if you've saved more than $100,000 or more for retirement, call to schedule time to come in and review your free retirement tax reduction analysis. The number this morning, 615-619-1615. Come in and learn exactly how much money you could save in taxes in retirement. Again, the number this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, 615-619-1615.
Well, Forbes calls it the IRS version of the weapons of mass destruction. Find out what we're talking about when we come back. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615.
Well, do you think you'll be paying higher taxes or lower taxes in the future? It's hard to get an economist, a CPA, or financial advisor, or even a tax expert to agree on much. But most of them agree on one thing, that your taxes could go through the roof over the next 5 to 10 years. And if you're retired or on the doorsteps of retiring, this could have a massive, and I mean massive, impact on your nest egg.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here with you. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Today, we're talking about 6 ways you could save a bundle in taxes when you retire. So coming up in this segment, we're going to talk about the key to withdrawing money from your IRA, 401k, and those other tax-deferred accounts. Plus, we're going to talk about RMDs, required minimum distributions, and how you need to be preparing for those and navigating those. But first, Pete, thankfully, the economy is opening up. It's not quite there yet, but, you know, we're going through the phases. We're doing this the right way. And the good, exciting news about that is dinner events. We have some really great, socially distanced dinner events coming up in person that you and John are going to be appearing at.
We are easing into this, and there's not as many seats because of social distancing. They are limited. So if you are 50 or over, have at least $100,000 for retirement saved up, and this is important information to you, Sperry's in Cool Springs on Tuesday, June the 30th, that's Tuesday, June the 30th, or Wednesday, July 1st. At 6 p.m., there'll be plenty of distance kept. They know exactly how to do this right if you've been out to a restaurant recently. And we anticipate seats to fill up fast. So the best thing for you, if you're interested in this, is to call this morning and reserve your spot, 615-619-1615. Again, 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615. Again, 615-619-1615.
All right. So you guys, we've worked hard. Our friends listening, they've worked hard for their retirement nest egg. And so they've spent years, and we've talked about this before, the boomers, they, as a generation, they've done a good job of investing, saving for the future. And when they look at those savings and they think about all the taxes that they're going to pay, it's not appealing. And we're kind of looking at what I would say could almost be the perfect storm. We've talked about the higher taxes that could be, that lay in the future, that again, a lot of people, that CPAs, economists, that don't typically agree on anything, these guys are agreeing that likely we're looking at higher taxes. And then for the first time, they're coming into retirement and they're needing to pull that money from 401k, from the IRAs. That's not a great combination. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, even if it's coming up in the next few years, I had a gentleman just this past week that came in and we talked, and, you know, his investments went down some when the market went down. They've recovered well, you know, in this upswing of the market. But in particular, what he wanted to talk about was he wanted to meet with our CPA, Patrick, and he wanted to talk to me too, because I'm managing his investments, well over $1 million. And he really, it began to hit him at 65 years old, and him needing to draw from these in a very short time from now, that, you know, there was a big tax liability on this. And Pete, what can you and your team do? And the good news is Patrick's office is right beside mine, and we could coordinate that together. And that's the beautiful thing here at the Beacon office, is we have a team of people that can collaborate and can sit down and begin to formulate a plan for him. Now, it's going to take more than one meeting. We have to gather the information. We have to kind of brainstorm a little bit on what would be best. But folks, you need this done too. Because just like you need asset class diversification, you need tax diversification on your investments. So strategy number 3, John, is, drum roll, make smart withdrawals from your IRA or 401k.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, when you talk about a withdrawal strategy, I've had folks come into my office and they say, well, my withdrawal strategy is just I need $4,000 or $5,000 a month or three, whatever their number is, they need to support their lifestyle outside of Social Security. But that's not a withdrawal strategy. That's just kind of pulling money out. And I don't know the last time that anyone's ever been able to come into our office. I've never had anyone, Pete, you may have, that actually had a withdrawal strategy. You know, there's an example that we use in our office of two different individuals that don't have a withdrawal strategy, and they have the same amount of money. I think we used $500,000, and they need $30,000 a year. And so we have the same inflation rate, because over time you're going to have inflation on your monthly income. You know, costs are not going to go down. They're going to go up over time. You know, if you think about what a gallon of milk costs today, it costs a lot more than it did even 5 years ago. And so this individual comes in and it's got $500,000, needs 6% or $30,000 a year. We give them the same return, 5%, and the same inflation rate. And what he does is he defers money in his 401k or IRA, keeps just deferring as long as possible. And he starts with his taxable accounts, brokerage accounts, and he draws that down first, and then he starts on the deferral. And in that example, runs out of money when he's 84 years old. Okay, maybe he dies before 84, but I'll tell you, nowadays with longevity, mortality rates, even men are living much. My grandfather passed away a few years ago. He was almost 95 years old. So that same individual actually has a withdrawal strategy where you take it out over a period of time through a process. Some tax-free, some tax-deferred, and some taxable, and you actually put a plan together, and that same amount of money, same withdrawal, same return, same inflation, actually gets him to age 95. Mm-hmm. So this whole idea of having a withdrawal strategy from your investments is huge, and I'm just curious, if you're close to retirement or you're drawing money out right now in retirement, have you ever had anyone sit down with you and show you the benefit of having a withdrawal strategy, assuming the same rate of return on your different assets in terms of how they've taxed? Pete, I've never had anybody come into my office with that.
No, but you know, once you talk to clients, like I did this week, about diversification on the tax burden of each of their accounts. One is fully taxable, one is partially taxable, one is tax-free. Mm. And how you can pull some from each of those, it just makes a lot of sense to them and they get it. If you haven't had that done, we'd love for you to come into our office. Call 615-619-1615. We want to set up that tax analysis. It's a free retirement tax analysis for you, and kind of show you what John was talking about, why that makes such a difference. Now, strategy number four, guys, plan for required minimum distributions. Oh, people love those required minimum distributions, don't they, Ben?
Can't wait to pay for those. And, you know, I know it's pretty common that people call in and they even from the get-go, they're going, what is this RMD that I keep hearing you guys talk about on the radio? And what does it even mean? Right. And where do I start? You don't need to know what defensive tax planning strategies means yet. Come in. Let us show you exactly. It sounds like it's a mouthful. It's very simple and effective strategies that we can help you put in place by looking at your IRA, your 401k. We do the hard work. We do the digging, and then we serve this to you and let you decide how do you approach this. Now, again, some advisors may charge thousands of dollars for this customized analysis, and it is because it is customized. This is not a formula that you just plug and play. This is about you and your particular situation, your 401k, your IRA. So if you feel you have a tax plan and you've got a good handle on taxes and you're confident in your plan, then we celebrate with you. That's great. You're on the right path. But if you're concerned and you're not fully confident, and you're serious about looking at how you can save taxes in retirement, call us right now, 615-619-1615, and learn exactly how much you could save in taxes, particularly as we put your taxes through a defensive tax planning strategy. So give us a call this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615.
Well, get this. You could pay taxes on up to 85% of your Social Security benefits. Learn how you could potentially reduce or avoid these taxes altogether when we come back on the other side of the break.
Yeah. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-619-1615. That number is 615-619-1615.
Many people will pay through the nose in taxes when they retire, and this could take a huge toll on their lifestyle and what they plan for in retirement. But a smart and savvy few, I hope you're part of it, a smart and savvy few will take advantage of some of the defensive tax planning strategies that are available. Guess who? Guess who? These are available to every and all Americans. And it could save you possibly a fortune in taxes before and when you retire. The question is, which one will you be?
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Today, we're talking about six ways you could save a bundle in taxes when you retire. So coming up this segment, we're going to talk about how you could dramatically reduce or even avoid paying taxes on up to 85% of your Social Security benefits. But before that, John, you know what I did here earlier this week?
What'd you do?
I went to a restaurant and I actually sat down in the restaurant. It was a little bit of a different experience. You know, we've been used to ordering and going in, picking up and leaving. But went in, sat down, and I enjoyed it. And it made me think about the events that you guys have coming up because we haven't been able to do those.
John and I and our wives did that last Saturday night.
Wonderful.
And everything worked out beautiful.
I think
our wives still like us.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think our wives were less thrilled to be there with Pete and I. I mean, they probably would have preferred they just went by themselves. Yeah. But yeah, so things are opening back up. And, you know, we love doing live events. So we've got a couple of live events coming up at Sperry's in Cool Springs. It's going to be at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, June 30th and Wednesday, July 1st. Now, what we've done for this is going to be our live events. You can come 6 o'clock, have a great meal, get some great information about the market and the economy, taxes we're talking about today, just a lot of different things. But space is extremely limited because what we've done is we've worked with the restaurant who's doing everything according to CDC guidelines. It's social distancing. The rooms are going to be spaced out. We're capping these at a much smaller capacity of folks. And so we're going to make sure that people are comfortable in this environment. So if this is a venue that you're interested in, you should give us a call. There's a lot happening in the economy. Our number is 615-619-1615. That's 615-619-1615. Again, seating very limited, all according to social distancing and what the health department and CDC guidelines are. So we're looking forward to these events. And so we've been talking a lot today about taxes and different strategies. And so as we get into this third segment, Pete, we're talking about one of the strategies I think is vastly underutilized when it comes to taxes. And that's how you can potentially reduce taxes on one of the cornerstones of your income in retirement, and that is Social Security taxes.
Well, folks don't realize that some people go into retirement and didn't even realize that their Social Security income might be taxed.
Yeah.
And by quite a bit, and on 85% of that income. So shoot, if that's $35,000 a year, then $30,000 of it is taxable.
You said something there I just wanted to piggyback on for a second, and then we'll come back to Social Security tax. I mean, I think that's the key to this whole conversation about taxes is people just don't realize. They don't realize that they know intuitively when they put money away in their 401ks and IRAs. And again, we're not saying that's bad, that they're going to pay taxes. They just know how much. And so again, it's whatever your tax bracket is. If you're in a 20% bracket, you pull out $100, you got 80. You got a 20% haircut right away. Now, I'm bald, so I know something about haircuts. So that's a big haircut. If taxes go up in the future, and they're going to based on the debt, that's going to get significantly worse. So when you start looking at taxes on your deferred accounts and then taxes on Social Security, it's kind of an awakening for folks, and they just don't realize. And I think that's kind of the key. They don't realize because, again, we've taught people to defer. And what we're trying to do is educate people on this, what we call tax time bomb, when they still have massive opportunity to reduce that.
Well, talking about I'm sorry to interrupt there, Pete, but talking about Social Security taxes, I mean, let me paint a bad analogy for you guys. So you've probably seen this. Mike Tyson is now training again. I don't know if you've seen it. I mean,
I can't believe we're bringing Mike Tyson in.
In case he ever listens, we want to make sure that we're praising Mike. But the guy's in his early mid 50s, and my goodness, he still looks like a beast. So there's rumors of him making a comeback. And my bad analogy here is that Social Security taxes are going to hit you like Mike Tyson would, and nobody wants to be hit by Mike Tyson. Am I right?
For the record, I have volunteered Pete unknowingly to him as a sparring partner.
Everybody has a plan until you get hit in the face. Here's the math on this. If your Social Security should be in the high 30s, and 85% of it's taxed, so now you're down to $30,000, and you're in a 30% tax bracket, you get to keep $20,000. $10,000 goes back to Uncle Sam of your hard-earned money that was put away that you plan to live on. In 10 years, that's $100,000. But guess what? It's not a fair system. Do you know why it's not fair? Because those who plan well in advance might actually pay no taxes on their Social Security. So they keep, Ben, all $30,000 of that $30,000. Some others are only taxed, 50% of it is taxed. So they keep a lot of their overall income. And then some others pay a lot of taxes. How do you become part of the group that pays less or none? Well, it starts with an overall tax strategy, because one of the things we preach here all the time, John, is that everything is overlapped and interrelated. So your tax planning strategy for the RMDs and all your other money actually will impact how much of your Social Security is taxed as well. So again, it's all part of a well-thought-out plan, and that's why we invite you at all times to give us a call, 615, while it's hot on your mind, 615-619-1615, if you'd like to get that free tax reduction analysis that many people every week take advantage of. And we hope that you will too, because it's just so important. So everyone wants to know how to minimize and lessen that tax burden. U.S. News has an article very quickly, how to minimize Social Security taxes. One, stay below the taxable thresholds. And there's ways to do that and still have adequate income. Number two, manage your other retirement income sources. This is so huge. John and I and our team do this for families every single day here at the office. Consider taking IRA withdrawals before signing up for Social Security. How about this? Save in a Roth IRA or do a Roth conversion on part of your money. Factor in state taxes for those of you who have that. We have people who listen in other states. And set up Social Security tax withholding. So there's always, John, things that you can do if people will act.
Well, that's the key. You've got to act. You've at least got to be willing to find out what the information is and what your choices are. Some people will have more choices than others, but I've never sat down with anyone that doesn't have any choices when it comes to tax planning. But the question to ask yourself is, what would you do with a potential $50,000 or $100,000 more in retirement? For some people, it could be even greater than that. I mean, this isn't lunch money we're talking about in terms of taxes over time. It can turn into massive amounts of money. That's how much Nashville couples, Middle Tennessee couples could potentially save in taxes on their IRAs, 401ks, assets. And what you need to do is get our defensive tax planning strategy. And that extra money in retirement, it could go a long way. You've got an IRA, you've got a 401k, you have a deferred account, you need to learn exactly how much money you could potentially save in a retirement tax analysis. This free analysis can be done, again, many ways.
Friends, like John said, take us up on this offer for a free retirement tax analysis and discover what we've been talking about this morning. Discover the defensive tax planning strategies that could save you thousands of dollars on taxes, if not more. We'll look at your 401k. We'll look at your IRA. We'll look at those other tax-deferred accounts and see the opportunities that are available for you to save money on taxes. So this morning, if you've saved more than $100,000 or more for retirement, call us to schedule time to come in and review your free retirement tax analysis. The number this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, it takes action, and it doesn't require a whole lot from you, just a little time. There's no cost, no obligations with this, and you can learn how you can save money in taxes. So call us this morning, 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615.
Well, according to Kiplinger, Roth IRA conversions are on sale right now. Discover if a Roth conversion is right for you when we come back.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615. We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615.
Ben Franklin said, "There's nothing certain in life but death and taxes." But here's a little known secret the IRS doesn't want you to know. You actually have way more control over how much you pay in taxes in retirement than at any other time in your whole life.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Ben Christie here with you in studio here, and we are talking about six ways you could save a bundle in taxes when you retire. So coming up in our final segment this morning, we have an opportunity that could help you save tens of thousands of dollars, if not more. And we're talking about tens of thousands of dollars on taxes, particularly with your IRA, your 401k. And guys, we talked a lot this morning about taxes, the ins and outs, RMDs, different aspects, Social Security, the 85% tax you can pay on your Social Security benefits. But a huge opportunity that we certainly want to end the show with and dive into is that beautiful word called Roth.
Yeah, and Roth conversions. A lot of people that are retired that don't have earned income can't contribute to a Roth, but anybody can do a Roth conversion. And John, I know as a team, our team of advisors, six or seven of us, we've done a bunch. I don't know how many a bunch is, but a bunch this year. You know why? Because, well, one, taxes are on sale, and two, if you have investments that have lost value, the most perfect time, even though I don't think there's a bad time, the most perfect time to do a Roth conversion is when the market is down. You can take those same funds. So let's say you had $100,000 in that account and it went down to $70,000. Let's say it's even gone back up to $85,000 right now. And you take a portion of those funds that are still down some. You don't sell those. You can just transfer them over into your Roth. And then as they recover, guess what? Not only are they are recovering, drum roll, tax-free. Ooh, tax-free recovery, John.
Yeah. And I mean, one of the things about conversion that I think is really interesting, again, I know I keep kind of beating this up today, is just for a lot of folks, I mean, Pete, I know you have too. I've had countless conversations with people that say, well, John, I make too much money. I can't do a Roth conversion. I said, well, you can't do a Roth contribution.
Right.
Let's start with the basics that there is a massive difference between a contribution and a conversion. Mm-hmm. There are income limits on Roth IRA contribution, but there is no income limit on a Roth conversion. Pete, you and I have personally done Roth conversions.
Yes.
And because the bottom line is taxes can never be eliminated. Anyone that tells you they can eliminate your taxes and you'll never pay taxes, they're just not being honest with you. But you can be efficient. And, you know, one of the things about Roth conversion, and certainly we're not advocating that somebody take all their money and convert it to Roth, although for some people, depending on your situation, we wouldn't dismiss it either. Because as your money grows, again, we've talked about this all throughout the show today. If you're in a, let's say you're in a 30% bracket right now, okay? Every $100 you take out of your IRA, 30 is gone day one. So you're getting 70. Well, you know, as you defer that, taxes are like a debt. The longer you defer it, the more debt that you are going to incur. And so if you're in a 25 or a 30% bracket now, where do you think your bracket's going to be when tax brackets eventually go up with the massive debt we have in this country? And so conversion, anyone can do one of those, or a partial or a full. And I think what's interesting about this, Pete, is when we sit down with someone and we start talking about Roth conversion, for a lot of people, they're almost immediately objective. They don't want to do it because they say, well, no, I want to defer taxes. But don't you think it's because they interpret deferral as tax savings? But when we show them our tax analysis and show them how much money they would save by doing conversion, either partial or a little bit over time, they're blown away about how much just tax savings they will have. And that is if rates stay the same. And do you really think rates are going to stay the same? Seriously, they're not going to stay the same. Taxes are going to go up in the future, in our opinion. You need to plan for that.
And every day the tax burden grows. Here's why, John. I mean, have you ever met anyone who didn't want their investments to grow? Oh, Ben, I want my investments to go down. I want to lose money every day. Right. No, you want it to grow. So as it grows, the tax liability grows as well, and the expectation that taxes are going to be higher in the future, not lower. You take those two reasons alone. That is reason enough why every day, every week, every year that goes by that you don't start this process, you're going to pay more by waiting.
Yeah.
This is an area where procrastination is costing you money every single month that goes by that you're not doing anything. And so as soon as you get that Roth started so that you can start the conversion process and have at least some of the money put into it, you're also starting that five-year window where you have to let it stay there before you can withdraw for all of it to be tax-free. Because of the suspension of the RMDs and just because of where we're at, the new Trump tax codes and being where they're at today, and not knowing how long they will last, you don't want to miss out this year. We are literally pleading with you, if you really care about your nest egg, if not us, go find somebody else to talk about this tax strategy. So let me ask you this as we wind things down today one more time. Do you have a traditional IRA or 401k? You may not, but most people do. You want to think of it as being your money, but it's really a joint account between you and the IRS. But converting that traditional IRA or 401k to a Roth now could possibly save you a fortune in taxes and retirement over your whole retirement period. Learn if converting your traditional IRA to a Roth or part of it over a period of successive years with our free customized tax reduction analysis. Find out if that works for you. I bet it will. In the free analysis we offer, you're going to discover the strategies that could possibly help you save not just hundreds of dollars, but thousands of dollars in taxes. And an overlooked opportunity with the Trump tax plan, that could be a financial windfall for you and your family. Wouldn't that be nice? And you could minimize or avoid paying taxes on your Social Security or at least lower it. So how do you become part of the group that pays less or none? Well, it starts with an overall tax strategy, because one of the things we preach here all the time, John, is that everything is overlapped and interrelated. So your tax planning strategy for the RMDs and all your other money actually will impact how much of your Social Security is taxed as well. So again, it's all part of a well thought out plan, and that's why we invite you at all times to give us a call, 615, while it's hot on your mind, 615-619-1615.
And the good thing, friends, is it doesn't cost you a dime. There's no obligation. You don't have anything to lose here. So to get your free customized tax reduction analysis, call us this morning, 615-619-1615. Again, we can do this in person. We can do this over the phone or in a virtual meeting, whatever works best for you. But promise us this, if you're seriously interested in how you could save money in your taxes, give us a call this morning. That's 615-619-1615. Again, 615-619-1615.
Well, folks, our time is up this morning. As always, we hope you had as much fun listening as we did sharing all these thoughts with you. Feel free to call us anytime. We're in the office each week, 615-619-1615. To learn more ways that we might be able to help you. But in particular, these taxes that we've been talking about today and how to save them. And don't miss that special retirement dinner event. If you are 50 or over, have $100,000 saved for retirement. Sperry's at Cool Springs, June the 30th, July the 1st. Give us a call.
Until next time, I'm Ben Christie here in studio with Pete Benson and John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And always remember, peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered by Beacon Capital Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Any reference made to protection, safety, or lifetime income are generally related to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This show is for informational purposes. It should not be used for the basis of making investment decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet individual needs. Beacon is not affiliated with any other entities referenced in this broadcast. This radio show is a paid placement.